www.thebigfoodcompany.com.
A man who's electable in every sense of the word, takes no crap, does what he can to protect his country, and that would be James Bond. Too bad he's not real. I bet a lot of people go to the box office, though. How many people are going to vote for the forward guy, or are you going to vote for the other guy who says he can create 12 million jobs? This thing is neck and neck, and Romney has hit a high plateau. He's hit 50 in a lot of the polls. The Democrats are worried. I can tell. I'm getting a lot of phone calls. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start. Early voting so far is nowhere near what it was last time around, but 8.1 million early voters so far. 11 swing states, that's big. Both Obama and Romney taking credit for getting voters to the polls early. So voting going on in 34 states, and this is right before, obviously, November 6th. We're in that wheelhouse time where it's less than 2 weeks, and this is it, the final stretch, the final push period. $2 billion will be spent in ads, but I think personally that this is going to be one on the ground. On the ground. Absolutely. Knocking on doors and burning up that shoe leather. Door to door, people, getting people out there, talking to people, all that stuff. And the Romney people are mobilizing big time in Virginia, in Florida, in Ohio, and in a couple of other hot spots, I'll call them. So we'll see. We'll see, as people are casting their vote right now, ultimately what we're talking about deep into the morning hours about this election. All right, one of our favorite people has called in, and you can do what she's done. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And that would be Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how have you been?
Busy.
I know. I know that feeling. What are you doing with the elections? You're out there getting the word out.
Oh, my God, am I ever. I had my house egged.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. My whole front was plastered with my posters. And, of course, they were all Republicans. And I had them,
wow.
And I'm like, that's it, suckers. I'll be sitting on my porch in my thermal sleeping bag with a gun. Leave my campaign
cards
right. Alone.
You will respect my authority.
Are you in a heavily Democratic area?
I am.
Oh, that's why then. That's bad, though. Come on. You should be able to put whatever sign you want. That's
but what's
silly.
Funny,
yeah.
We have, I think I told you this. I'll be real quick because I want to tell you about this wonderful Made in America gal I found.
Cool.
We are about Romney, 4 signs to Obama, 1 sign, though. Get that. I see at least four Romney signs as opposed to only one Obama sign per block.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, this is a Democrat stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
When Democrat, that, I can say it, Democrat days come around, you just want to take cover.
So,
really interesting that I see far more Romney signs than I do Obama.
Wow.
Anyway, I found through a friend this lady that makes jewelry in America. The only thing that she uses are crystals that I believe come from Czechoslovakia. But her other products and case, they are gorgeous. And this is for
really?
Guys, too, so pay attention because Christmas is coming. And she has all sorts of designs. Something for everybody. And if you're a horse lover, let me tell you, she's just done some beautiful horse work. In fact, she's got some little tiny pistols I want.
Very cool.
But she, this is made in America. She's an entrepreneur. And she does absolutely stunning work trying to grow her business. And this is in addition to her other job. She's having to work two jobs to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this is made, other than some of the crystals, is made in America by a small business lady. And the name of the company is, or the name of her shop, is Circa AD. It's C-I-R-C-A, capital A-D. And she is on Etsy. And it's worth a visit because she has some gorgeous stuff. And I was just so, I mean, she will do anything you want. I talked to her for an hour.
Wow.
And
made in America. I love it. Etsy. You can check it out there. Circa,
yep, Circa AD. And the AD is capitalized, but it's great stuff. But I got to tell you these two little bit of trivia real quick.
Okay.
If you go visit Circa AD, you might even find some, Kate, because she's got some natural products like
I will.
Old driftwood.
Cool.
Oh, just some really cool stuff. Okay. Of Obama's 31 top staff members, they owe $833,970 in back taxes.
I'm not shocked.
And of federal employees, they owe $3.4 billion in back taxes. That is under the Obama administration.
$3.4 billion?
Yes.
That is scary crazy. That's too high.
I love all his sounds. Is that Charles?
That's Charles in charge. She has taken over the reins, yes.
Boy, he's going to be fun to tease.
He is. You got to pick on him. Start picking
on him. Anyway, that's my little blip for tonight.
I like it.
Circa AD. And don't talk to me about taxes, Obama, until you clean your own house.
Woohoo. There you go.
You
dropping
have a
the
good
bomb.
Night. All right. Bye-bye.
You have a great weekend. All right, so Made in America, we'll flush that out for you. Once a week, we do a Made in America segment, and Izzy's been great. She contributes it because she got so into it, she starts digging up all these companies. But a lot of times we'll have interviews with the CEOs or people that work with the company and that kind of thing, and you'd be surprised at, especially on the entrepreneurial level, how many people are trying to make things in America and keep it here and keep it real. Signs in the neighborhood. She brings up a good point. What are the signs in your neighborhood like? Does anybody have signs up? Are they more for Romney and Ryan? Or are they more for Obama and Biden? I'm curious. I know you're out there. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Krajnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,718.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,760.93, $880.46 for a half ounce, and $440.23 for a quarter ounce. $1,760.93, $880.46, and $440.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Yep, box office gold. Spy Who Loved Me raked in $702 million. So it was one of the all-time best at the box office. In fact, I think it was number two on the list, which is crazy. And if you remember The Spy Who Loved Me, there were some great characters in that one. And Roger Moore was playing James Bond. You know, 50 years, that says something about a franchise. 50 years. And the new one, Daniel Craig, and the latest version, Skyfall, comes out in 2 weeks. So we'll all need a little dose of fantasy after this harrowing election. We've been talking about it on America Tonight for 2 years. We could go back into the archive. I could send Charles in Charge Sadler deep into the bowels of the mothership at GCN and dig up reams and reams and reams of unedited versions of Kate on America Tonight, and you'd hear me talking about the election, what was going to happen, here's what I've heard, insiders we've had on this show, outsiders we've had on this show. There it is. And all of you, great audience, so many people emailing to vent about what they think. And I, you know, I always say this. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, frustrated, hankering for a third party or what it is. But your opinion, your two cents is always welcome. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know what Izzy was saying about her signs being people throwing eggs and all that stuff because she had Republican signs up. The satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas, and there have been some problems with that, too. And it's interesting because it's the Republican signs that are getting trashed, or at least to my knowledge, that's what seems to be happening. And I wonder how many signs are up in your neighborhoods. Are you driving around, making that McDonald's run, come around the corner, and are you seeing a bunch of signs on your block? I'll tell you, just like Izzy said, in her neighborhood, my neighborhood has a split personality, it figures, doesn't it? So on one side of the block, you'll have Romney Ryan signs and other Republican signs, and on the other side, you'll have a lot of Democratic signs, Biden and Obama and all that stuff, forward. I've seen some forward signs. So it's really split, just like the election, just like the polls are showing. It's really split. I think if you canvassed my area, you couldn't tell for sure because you'd have just as many Republican signs as you would have Democratic signs. I really think it would be, I think it would be split. So Romney is feeling pretty good. The RNC chair, Rens Priebus, is feeling pretty good about his chances when they see that he's got a three-point lead over Obama, 50-47, hitting that number in the latest Gallup Daily tracking poll for what it's worth. The president is saying that, you know, we knew this was going to be a close race, but it may be the closest race in history, maybe. It might be the closest race in my voting times and the times that I voted in elections, and probably for many of you, too. We'll see. It certainly is shaping up to be that way. And isn't it interesting, the themes that are emerging, that women, oh, women, the women's vote is so important, because women are make up such a big chunk of the voting population. And who's going to get the women's vote? And ultimately, what happens to the younger people who really uplifted Obama the last time around? If you remember when he started to run, he went to a lot of college campuses, and he still will go to college campuses. But in 2008, that was his bread and butter. I mean, what is Obama's bread and butter now compared to what it was in 2008? I think it's scattered. It's kind of all over the map. And for Mitt Romney, there are some obvious fans of Romney that were there behind him the first time around, so they're sticking around this time. He definitely has a big chunk of most white men, big chunk of white men, and also has some other interesting demographics. The women question, or the woman question, is just kind of out there. And it's being really pushed by the Democrats, who are throwing out a lot of scary, to some people, throwing out a lot of scary mixed messages. And I think the Republicans aren't taking the bait. So when they talk about, oh, this could be the end of Roe v. Wade, which the president said in an interview, or women's health issues, how can men tell women what they should do with their health? So he's really pounding the theme of women wherever he's going, hoping that he'll be able to also dominate that demographic, that maybe that would be the magic this time around that the 20-somethings were the last time around. I don't know. Just what I'm seeing as I look at this from different angles. All right, speaking of different angles, Leon Panetta made no secret that he was not happy with the axe swinging even deeper into his defense budget. And if you listen to any of the debates, especially the last one, and the last one in the last debate, you had Mitt Romney who quoted Leon Panetta, and he said how Panetta said it was just absolutely disastrous, the cuts that would happen if that would kick into the new year if nothing was done, and how Romney said we need to be strong on defense and or offense, defense, offense. We need to be strong militarily, while any throughout some numbers and things that had happened during Obama's administration. And Obama said, you know, that they needed to be strong militarily, but he wasn't willing, and this wasn't what came out in the debate, but he wasn't willing to have the kind of warfare that we've had in the past. In other words, saying that it's more about drones rather than maybe so many boots in the ground. So Panetta called on Congress to come up with an alternative to the $500 billion in spending cuts. He also, I'm going to let you hear that in a second, but he also threw in his 2 cents on Iran. For my money, I think you know where I stand. I don't believe that you say, well, who cares if Iran has nuclear weapons? I mean, isn't that an Israel thing? To me, one nuke is one nuke too many, because Ahmadinejad, I just wouldn't trust him. Why should we just say, well, hey, if somebody else has nuclear ambitions, let them nuke up? They can't be that way. There are definitely some countries that you don't want to see have nuclear capabilities, and certainly Iran would be one of those countries. I mean, for goodness sake, already we know cyber security is weak in our country, and that's where Iran, I think, could really cripple us. And if you had somebody that took us out in all corners, a cyber attack would be absolutely devastating. So here's Leon Panetta talking about Iran and the situation in Iran first.
Obviously, of course, we want to be able to get them to a negotiating table, but not just to talk, but to get things done. What we're looking for now is the kind of negotiations that are productive and that lead to real progress in terms of them backing off of their nuclear program.
Yeah, backing off. Panetta knows that you want them to back off of that thing and not just turn your back and say, oh, well, they have nukes and we still have nukes, but we keep reducing the stockpile. It's going to be okay. So the clock is definitely on, and Congress is definitely not there. Right, Leon?
There are only 70 days until that happens. And Congress is certainly on the clock.
On the clock, we are too. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. What do you think? Should we really not worry so much about our defense budget? Let's just swing the axe on that sucker. Or do we have to be concerned? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from TerraGenics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden compost. EM1 from TerraGenics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from TerraGenics.com. Order now at TerraGenics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGenics, life's getting better.
Feed the family.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com. The burglar deterrent. Over and pin
them to the key. Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A big one for Bond, to be sure. We've been talking about 50 years of James Bond, and we had Bob Sullivan on the show, the editor for the special book that they put together with all the gadgets and Bond girls and all of the movies. Very, very cool. It's like a walk through time if you are a fan of James Bond. When I was a kid, my mom took me to my first Bond movie, and I was hooked. By the way, GoldenEye, who do you think played James Bond in GoldenEye? If you were thinking, I'm going to answer it for you. Pierce Brosnan. Yep, give yourself a pat on the back. That was during the Pierce Brosnan years. GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies. He did quite a few. The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. That was another big.
The Gadget Bond.
The Gadget Bond. That was another very, very big Bond era. And a lot of people were actually upset when Pierce Brosnan was booted because he came in and took the place of Timothy Dalton, and of course after Pierce, then you have the current Bond, who is Daniel Craig. But a lot of people were kind of loyal to Pierce Brosnan. However, the favorite would have to be hands down, if this was a poll, like all the presidential polls, likability factor, I think would be Roger Moore. But the person most likely that you would trust as Bond would be Sean Connery, because his name keeps coming up. Even people who really never watched Sean Connery live, you know, in the movies when they were in the big on the big screens and out there, they point to Sean Connery, too. Charles in Charge, who do you like? Who do you think is the best Bond?
I'm a Daniel Craig fan.
I am, too. I wasn't at first, though. I guess I wasn't. I mean, the blonde hair, the whole thing. But then once I saw him in that very first Casino Royale movie, I loved it. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I like him because he gets angry. The other Bonds kind of never got angry.
They were just cool.
How can you not get angry after getting beaten up?
I agree. I don't understand it either. the Bond thing, you talk about military, if you go back to the early Bond years, boy, there you would not be cutting the military during the Cold War era, which is there's high popularity for the Bond movies. Good versus evil, that kind of stuff was the prevalent theme, because you got to think of the time that we were in. The modern themes of Bond also take into account things that are happening now with terrorism and water and that kind of stuff. So, up-to-date Bond, without a doubt. 50 years of James Bond. Man, that's crazy. What a wild ride that must be for anyone who plays that character. Because they come out with one sometimes every couple of years. It's been a little bit more of a stretch now. Sometimes they stretch it out further. It depends on if they find a script, I think, that they like, whether they'll do it or not. Hey, coming up right before we take you out of the tail end of this hour, we've got our cheap movie review, and we're going to let you hear something from Cloud Atlas. Chasing Mavericks, Fun Size is another one that we'll look at, and that should be pretty interesting. The Cloud Atlas one especially, people are kind of buzzing about that. I don't know if it'll be a flop for Tom Hanks or not, but the theme is interesting anyway. It's that deja vu feeling, like you've been somewhere before, like you've had a past life or whatever. That's what they're trying to portray on the screen, which is a tough task. But you have a popular actor. The theme is kind of interesting. And if people are entertained for that time period, yeah, it might be a big winner. But we'll hit that up next when we go to the movie section and actually take you to the movies. A lot of you sent me emails about what's happening with the early voting. Like, I got this one from Todd, who says, "Yo, Katester, what's going on with the early voters? What you think? Is this good for Obama? Is this good for my man, Romney? I don't mind telling the world that I am definitely voting for Romney. I wasn't sure in the beginning. I've watched him through the debates. I think that he could completely clock the president. And I think that that's exactly what he will do in this election. Confidence." So this time around for early voting, it's so early in the game. You have 6.1%. That's of 132 million total votes that were even cast in the 2008 election, right? So with number crunching, early voters, like 31% of that total number came out of the early voters. And maybe we'll see that again, because we're seeing in just a handful of days it's been pretty brisk. And there are a lot of 34 states that can vote 12 days, 11 days, 10 days before the election. And the weekend's coming up, and I think more people will head out and try to vote, as it might be easier for some versus waiting until November 6th. But if so many people are early voting, boy, the lines aren't going to be anything. They'd have to worry about the lines, dropping kids off at school. Am I going to be able to make it? Oh, certainly you'll be able to make it because everybody did the early voting thing. And what I love is that the Democrats are trying to take control and saying it was their idea, and the Republicans are trying to do the same thing. In the end, both know that there's always been early voting, and because they flop up a sign about early voting and Obama goes out and votes, no one's concerned about that. It's about the electoral votes. It's about the 270. It's about what's in your wallet. It's about the frustration some people are feeling and the other people not feeling that same pinch. And I think all of this plays, it's pretty black and white. I don't think very many people are going through a pros and cons column for Obama or for Romney where they're sitting down and flushing the whole thing out and putting one in one column, one in the other column, and then looking at it and saying, okay, this obviously is the way I have to vote. I don't think that's what's happening. I honestly still think, even though the polls don't show it and you'll hear a person or two say that, I think the undecided people know now. I don't think that's a big mystery. I think they know who they're voting for, and if they do early voting, they're not going to be hesitating. For the most part, I don't see them hesitating and trying to mark the ballot. It should be a pretty quick process. And it varies, I'm sure, from place to place, but I think so. So I mentioned that the $2 billion for the presidential election, we passed that mark on Thursday. That is just crazy insane. So in other words, to get elected in this country, you got to have money and then mo money and then mo money on top of that money, or you're not going to get in. Because the rarefied air consists of people who have that kind of money from the super PACs, from the whatever, and that props them up. To be king of the hill, you have to have something tied into the money, or you're not going to be able to get where you're going very fast. That's why the campaign ads, and that's why the relentless tours and stops and speeches and all of that. Unless there's a massive blunder, you figure most people going to see Romney are Republicans, or they think they're going to vote Republican. And most people that go out and see Obama speak are voting for Obama. But they want to be there, see him, take a picture of him, high-five him, shoot hoops with him, eat lunch with him, whatever, as they handpick the people along the way. And there's your two of your differences. Two of the differences. I think, without a doubt, is what I said when we first started this show, and I'm going to reiterate it quickly for you. Whoever wins this presidential part of the piece of the puzzle, because there's other important things like Senate and the House and governors and state issues, whoever flushes out enough people on the ground and gets the word out, hands out flyers, is pounding on doors, organizing, I think I'm going to give whatever campaign does it the best, they're going to have a little bit of an edge. The robocalling thing is DOA. Nobody wants to get any crazy robocall. Yeah, I hate robocalls, and I'm sure all of you do too. Even if I'm doing nothing and the phone were to ring, it's awful. It just doesn't sound good. What are you selling me? You're not convincing me of the candidate or how to vote or any of that kind of stuff. Anything. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're checking the mail next on America Tonight.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
To me, hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. We have our cheap movie review coming up. Would I be correct, Charles in charge? Yes, ma'am. I love it when someone calls me ma'am. Anyway, we're doing this fun thing about Bond, because as we get closer to the election, when the election's over, what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, and what would... baby.
Yeah, Skyfall. We got to go to the movies. And I'm not getting paid to push Bond. I just like Bond. And it is great escapism for me. It might not work for you, but I like the whole idea. The gadgets, the cars, the Bond people, the intrigue, the whole deal. Even if it's over the top sometimes. And it's going to be over the top this next time with Daniel Craig. $200 million to make this sucker. Barbara Broccoli, who produced it, she says she loves it. It's her daddy's franchise. And the entire time when she's been involved with the projects, they spare no, they just think of it. They spare no expense. They try to come up with ways to make the movies because they want them bigger, badder, and better. And this one probably is going to be just bonkers at the box office. I think people are getting used to Daniel Craig. If they don't like him, they're kind of, some people are kind of warming up to him. And I think he has a great shot at continuing, and he's got a contract, continuing the franchise for maybe even longer than he thinks. Sounds like perhaps one of the people that are running for president didn't like him at first. Now people are warming up to him. Who would that be? I promised the cheap movie reviews, so let's get to it. There's a movie that is getting some buzz. It's called Cloud Atlas. Tom Hanks and Halle Berry are in this. And it's a story of time and space, really. And I think it's a hard story to tell, not so much to sell it to people. But how they this movie comes out and how it plays out in the big screen will be the thing to watch. So here's a snippet of it.
There's a natural order to this world. And those who try to upend it do not fare well. They will kill you. The more deaths, the better. You fall. I'll catch you. Cloud Atlas. Rated R. In theaters and IMAX October 26th.
Theaters and IMAX October 26th. Wow. Well, that's that's interesting, the small release that they've done. Or maybe it's wider than I thought, because initially it was going to be a smaller release. So 2 hours and 44 minutes. This is a whopper of a concept, a whopper of a movie. You have to be in the mood for it to follow it. What they're doing in the movie is they're basically taking actions and consequences of lives, how it impacts one and it impacts another throughout the past, the present, and the future. In other words, past lives. I think I've seen you before. Haven't I been here before? That kind of thing. And it's told as one soul, one person. Tom Hanks, Halle Berry, I already mentioned. Hugh Grant's in it. And there are other people that you would recognize. So that's a long time to be at a movie theater. They're banking on the concept that people really, really want to see that. And this movie could be good, but it might be something you want to wait and see and grab it for a buck or two on Red, Redbook, but it's not Redbook. It's, the
Redbox.
Redbox, thank you. Not book, Redbox. So, a voice from above. So, you might wait for that because it's so long. That's a long time to be there. And we'll see. I think people will be attracted to the concept anyway. Chasing Mavericks. I saw a poster for this the last time I was at the movies. And I thought, you know what? It's kind of one of those. It is kind of one of those movies where it's a biopic. It's about a surfing legend, Jay Moriarty, and his friendship with another surfer. It's based on a true story. And the whole thing about the waves. And
he's chased by Sherlock.
Where it's taken you, and the cast is pretty interesting, and this could be a fun movie. Might also be another Redbox movie, an hour and 57 minutes. Here's a snippet of Chasing Mavericks.
Mr. Moriarty.
Be advised, there's an extremely high surf advisory in effect.
Ride that wave.
Untrained boys don't step in the ring with Mike Tyson.
Mavericks, man.
So I do it.
How can you take on that wave?
All right, I think that pretty much gives you a little taste of it anyway. It's going to be rock and roll, surfing, and obviously you heard the cops in the background. The cops are going to be involved somehow. We move from Chasing Mavericks to another movie that is kind of an unknown, perhaps sleeper movie that might be an underground kind of hit. It's called Fun Size.
You're gonna watch Albert tonight.
No, this sucks.
When her little brother gets lost,
my mom is gonna kill me.
The only thing wilder than her Halloween is his.
This is really bad.
You might want to put your mask on. You're about to commit a crime.
You're gonna have to come with something a little more than a burning bag.
This October.
You're gonna lock me up for life.
Size matters. Fun size.
Bam.
In theaters October 26th.
All right, what a preview. Does that give you a sense of anything about what Fun Size is about? Are you thinking, okay, Fun Size, let me think. When I hear the word Fun Size, I think those candy bars when I'm walking around the store, right? So Fun Size is not about candy bars. It's about a sarcastic high school senior who wants to distance herself from her dysfunctional family by getting out of there. How do you get out of there? She's going to college. And before that happens, her mother wants her to pay attention to her little brother. In this movie, Chelsea Handler, if you like her, I think she's funny, Johnny Knox fills in it. So you know it's going to be a lot of goofball, crazy antics. It's a short movie, so Fun Size is tiny size when it comes to how long you'll be in the theater.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Exactly. You have to be there an hour and 30 minutes and throw in the previews to give yourself a little bit of time there. But I think there's going to be a real underground audience for this. There's a teen demographic that goes to the movies, and this would appeal to them. And Chelsea Handler has fans, and so does Johnny Knoxville. And so if you mix that all together, it could do okay. I don't think it's going to blow out any of the big heavy hitters that are happening now, and people are still waiting for this Bond movie to come out in 2 weeks. But it could have a sleeper appeal. So it may be one, if you have teenagers especially, maybe one that you put on your radar. Now, if I were going to the movie, and I didn't go very often, if I were going to go to the movies because I just wanted to get away from all the sounds and the sights and all the craziness of whatever was going on in my life, although this movie wouldn't be a relaxing one, I've mentioned it a couple times, I would probably go to Argo. It's not short, but it's not ridiculous. It's 2 hours long, and it's the whole six Americans, the Iran hostage crisis thing, and it's just very, very well done. So you wouldn't go there and say, oh, this movie is so slow. They have to get to the point. They have to get some giddy up in this storyline. You won't think that. You can follow along and be entertained in a weird way while you're watching it. So, and Ben Affleck, as we talked to Stephen Showhead earlier in the week, is the main star in this one. Alan Arkin, John Goodman, Bryan Cranston, who I love in Breaking Bad. My recommendation would be that. Or if you have kids and it's Halloween, Hotel Transylvania, the cartoonish Dracula thing, it's definitely, you could take families there. It's not over the top, so you could take kids. It's rated PG, and that's 1 hour and 31 minutes. If you do go and check out any of the movies, especially this Cloud Atlas, please check in with us here in America tonight, coming up next week, because I want to see what you thought of it. Go to the movies, have fun, and be careful how much you spend on those big popcorns.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Sweet.
Yeah, YouTube didn't stream that.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.